Welcome to Essentials of Unity, a premium collection resource produced by the Be United in Christ Outreach Ministry. The mission of the Be United in Christ Outreach Ministry is to teach and promote Christian unity in accordance with God's Word. As believers, we all have a desire to know God's will and obey it. This wonderful resource will open the doors of your understanding on the important topic of Christian unity and help you take steps to display love-based unity in your everyday life. Essentials of Unity. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. John 17:20-21. Truth transforms. You hold in your hands the opportunity to transform the way you see God, His creation, and His redemptive plan. That sounds bold, and it is. We're bold because we know God's Word is powerful and life-changing. If you are a Christian, when you set your mind to study, enjoy, and obey a particular truth from God, a marvelous thing begins to happen. You change. The Holy Spirit opens your mind and heart to understand and appreciate what God has said, and this alters the way you see God, yourself, your relationships, and the world. You notice the connection between this truth and other truths. A single seed of grace bears fruit in other graces. A study of unity in the Bible works this way. Once you set your heart to understand, celebrate, and honor the blessed unity God models and produces in His people, then phrases, verses, and stories from God's Word stand out in ways they did not before. It becomes clear that unity is integral to the nature, mind, and mission of God. You cannot ignore the implications for life. God's passion for unity among His people starts filling your thoughts and relationships. You feel conviction for selfish thoughts, hurtful words, and your stubborn refusal to reconcile with brothers and sisters in the Lord. You can no longer surrender your marriage and friendships to pride, conflict, and division. You feel a new motivation to wholeheartedly follow the prayers, thoughts, and patterns that Jesus Christ left for us to obey and sent His Spirit to help us fulfill. You realize with amazement that this precious unity with God and others is the fruit of the gospel. God the Father sent God the Son to die in the place of sinners in order to reconcile His people to Himself and to one another. Ephesians 2:11-22. God the Holy Spirit, who effects this reunion, directs and enables believers to proclaim this reconciliation throughout the world. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were making an appeal through us, we beg you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:17-20. God the Father reconciled you to Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. Before He atoned for your sins and brought you to God, you were at war with God. You hated God and loved sin. You loved yourself most of all. You were a soldier entrenched in a battle with a holy God, and you didn't seem to care. Jesus entered the world to bring an end to the conflict and to dictate the terms of peace. Christ provided a path to reconciliation. Hostility toward God has been replaced with peace and love. Jesus offered Himself as a sacrifice to the Father so that your sins would not be counted against you, but against him. The righteousness of Christ is offered to anyone who receives him by faith, so that they can be declared righteous before the Father. This is the word of reconciliation, the gospel. This is the glorious message believers have been charged to carry into the world. Every believer is appointed to this ministry for the sake of God's name and for the sake of unity between God and His people. This book will point out how central and critically important loving unity is to God. Jesus summarized God's requirements under the old Mosaic covenant as loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. Matthew 22:36-40. 2 days later, when Jesus announced the new covenant, he issued a new commandment, to love his disciples as he loves us. John 13:34-35. These three great love commandments unite us with God and one another so that we can effectively invite our neighbors into the loving unity of the Trinity. Before entering the Garden of Gethsemane, Christ prayed for his disciples to be one with him and with one another, so that the world would believe that the Father so loved the world that he sent his Son to save them. John 17:20-26. Loving unity summarizes God's requirements for his people under the Old and New Covenants, was the focus of Christ's closing prayer for his disciples, and is essential to the fulfilling of his great commission to make disciples of all the nations. Matthew 28:18-20. How to read this book. Essentials of Unity conveys God's plan for the world in two major sections. The first section includes 8 chapters explaining Christian unity in the context of redemption history, creation, fall, reconciliation, and reunion. Chapter 9 serves as a bridge between sections 1 and 2, allowing God Himself to communicate these truths directly through His Word. God's design for unity runs through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. This chapter simply lets the inspired and inherent Word speak to you directly in order to more powerfully prepare you to respond in the final section. Chapters 10 to 15 comprise Section 2 and set forth the appropriate response to these biblical truths: faith, truth, love, holiness, a reconciliation lifestyle, and leadership are 6 critical ingredients for Christ's disciples to fulfill his passionate prayer for unity. Faith in Jesus Christ and obedience to his word unite believers to God and one another. How unity can be achieved. To get the most out of this book, listen actively. Spend time in the For Reflection section of each chapter. God's Word is mighty. Make sure you take the time to let it change you. Whenever practical, discuss these ideas with your spouse, friends, or church family. As we experience the unity God created us for, these truths will become better understood. When believers stand together upon the truth of God's Word, we stand upon an unshakable foundation. When we are motivated by the love of God, when we are growing in love for God and others, we preserve the unity of the Spirit. When we are set apart from sin and walking in the holiness of God, we enjoy God. Praise God. He has created us to be united in Christ. Chapter 1. God. Unity in creation is rooted in the unity of the Creator Himself, who exists eternally as the Trinity of God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God. Unity in the nature and character of God. God Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, the pre-existing One, has always been without sin. He is holy. Holy, righteous, and morally perfect. The Trinity, the great 3-in-1, exists in the perfect unity that human hearts can only long for on this side of eternity. Sin, offense, and broken relationships are realities of human experience, yet they are not permanent realities. Scripture reveals that the God of the Bible has a plan for the redemption of humanity that is good, beautiful, and, best of all, true.